Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, it's Foodomania, and today is a scary, spooky, incredibly scary show. It's our Halloween show for sure, and I'm glad that you're here with us today, because we're going to scare you, we're going to feed you, we're going to do everything that we can possibly do to make your day on Halloween a really special day for your family and you guys. How do you like that? And without further ado, I believe we have our special guest on the line right now. Rhonda E., you with us?
I'm here.
Okay, good morning. Happy Halloween to you.
You too.
All right, thanks for getting up so early in the morning and being part of the show today.
That's great. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I know that you're probably just getting up, and so we'll try to get the juices flowing. I could tell by your answer. Right, well, that's okay. Chris, you know what? You are up, and that's the big thing. All right, so Halloween is just such a funny time of the year, and, you know, everybody has different ways of celebrating it. If you do, some people like to just keep it really simple. Maybe have a few decorations up and have a couple of friends over maybe, and then, you know, so you can all be dressed in some simple little costumes or something while kids are coming by to trick-or-treat. It's usually a really good family time. And you have to sort of coordinate it if you have young kids to get those kids out trick-or-treating and at the same time man the household, you know. So
right.
Always felt that, you know, if you're going to take the kids out, these days a lot of times when kids go trick-or-treating, if you live in an area that has, say, a mall or something like that or a downtown, usually they set up a time where all the shopkeepers are ready for the kids. Same thing with the mall, and it's sometimes a safer, more direct environment as opposed to going to random houses and trick-or-treating that way. Well, Rhonda, what is one of your big memories of Halloween? What is something that, you know, when you think of Halloween, do you have any specific memories with your family that you'd like to share with us right now?
You know, I think one of my greatest memories of Halloween basically was just one year the kids and I dressed up, and I was actually a big pussycat, and my son was a
You were a what pussycat?
I was a big pussycat. In other words, I was a big pussycat dressed.
You still are.
Oh, thanks. And my son was a punk rocker, and my daughter
Wow.
was a clown, and I had made their costumes by hand. So
right.
Everything I did was pretty much something I did on my own, which was a really fun year, just watching all the kids and all the little outfits going down the road, you know, until I saw all the scary things. And I was like, ooh, scary. Some scary costumes
right.
after I tell you. Scare you right
that's
back
right.
into your house.
And that's like the whole idea, the scary, goblin-y, ghouly, ghosty kind of thing you can do, the better. You know, I remember, you know, a lot of different things about Halloween, especially when I was growing up. It was
right.
a different time, and I also remember being a parent, of course, and my kids in first Halloween, and I remember my son, who I'll never forget this, for some reason he was probably about 5 or 6 years old, and the whole costume thing was getting a little odd at that point in time, just trying to find something that he was kind of, you know, cool about. And I remember coming home from work, and I was late, and it was getting late, and we had to get the, you know, kids out there, you know, to trick-or-treat. And we were just sort of out of ideas for Elliot. But lo and behold, I remember, you know, I collect things. So I had these down in the garage, different bags of things. And somehow I got this big bag of bicycle reflectors, you know, little different size reflectors. Why I would want those, who knows, but, you know, something you get at a garage sale. And you think, oh, I'll use these someday, you know. And then the only other thing I could think of is I had like this plastic laundry basket about 3.5, 4 feet tall, you know, one that has sort of the mesh on the outside, nothing, you know, real expensive, but just something I thought would be cool. And I don't know where it came from, but I saw a roll of tin foil, this little laundry basket, and a bag of reflectors and some glue. And I went, next thing you knew, I turned that hamper upside down, cut a hole in the top, cut holes on the sides so you could put your arms through it, went crazy and started gluing these reflectors all over the whole thing, put some tin foil around it. Then I got Elliot and I talked him into it. I put the basket over his head. He's going, what's going on? He's starting to figure it out. I took the tin foil and made sort of like a helmet out of it, you know. In fact, I think I took an old hat and I put tin foil around it to make it look like sort of a Rocket Man kind of deal. Then I took his hands and I put some nice warm gloves on it, and then I wrapped the outside gloves, you know, one of the gloves like around the wrists with tin foil, so it kind of looked like he was a spaceman. And you know, for years that was the most memorable Halloween costume you'd ever have, you know. And
wow.
You know, I know it was pretty cool. So you know, between your punk rocker and my robot, we probably had some really, really good ideas, you know.
Well, your story reminds me of my story, basically not Halloween, but just an idea of a patent outfit, girls and guys, you could wear out there while you're walking. So I'll share it someday. Stay tuned for that segment.
And so tell me about it. What is it like, sort of?
Huh?
So
the outfit that I have?
Yeah.
Well, the same thing. I had an outfit designed basically for anybody who wanted to walk at night, putting those on, those bicycle reflectors on every part of your body, so that basically it signifies to the car in front of you or behind you that you were walking on the road.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. That's the fun part.
Then I came up with a helmet basically to cover your face in case it rained, so you wouldn't get rained on. You could actually even put your arm up into your helmet and text people while you're walking.
Funny. Well, see, there you go. That's what I was thinking about. And, you and I must have thought exactly the same way during those days, for sure. That's really funny. Well, you know, to move on to the food item, so let's talk about a couple of things. First of all, this is the Halloween show, and we have to accomplish a whole bunch. Lots of people like Christmas decorations. They spend a lot of time, and they decorate their house, and they create all these different fun things, and it's really good. You usually do it a few weeks before Halloween, and it builds up, and eventually what ends up happening is, you know, you have this incredible celebration, and then like everything else, like Christmas or any other holiday, the next day after Halloween, guess what, folks? What do you have to do? You got to take all the decorations down.
Exactly.
And so, you know, it depends on how much you want to do and all that stuff. I found that with the decorations, if you get a couple of really nice pumpkins, and maybe you can buy an orange strand of, like, the orange Christmas light type things. That spider web stuff goes really well, you know, and you can string that over your front porch and stuff and front door. That's usually enough to get going. But, of course, you know, some people get into the fog machines, the sound effects, the sound, the flickering lights and on. Anyway, that's totally up to you. But I want to talk about food, and that's what Foodomania is all about. So, Rhonda, I understand you have a couple of really good sort of treats that you like to make, and this is mainly for us sitting around while the kids, after we've gotten back home and while kids are starting to come to the door, something to have maybe before we go out trick-or-treating or during the time we're staying back. So tell me one of your ideas.
Well, actually, I had treats, but I actually had main dishes, actually. I was going to do the treat thing, but I decided to go with main dishes for dinner. But I do have one little idea for anybody who wants to decorate or maybe school or whatever, what you're going to take for your kids. Just a little idea, especially if you're hurting for a little bit of financial, you know, and you don't want to spend a whole lot of money, but you want to make it fun for that wonderful child of yours, is to go out and buy a big bag of Oreo cookies, preferably the one with the orange filling. And then go out and buy string licorice, which is really hard to find. I realize that, ladies. But red or black, whatever color you want to do, and you cut those in little small pieces to make the eight legs. And then you would turn around and go and buy as well a bag of M&Ms. I think there's orange-colored ones out there, green, whatever. And use those on top of your Oreos, basically for the eyes. So these make little spiders. So something fun for school, something fun for your kids if you want to make a little snack. It's kind of easy, not too expensive. might cost you maybe $5 or $6 to do it. So anyway, that's one idea for school, and even for a house party if you're going to have one of those, which would be a great thing. And usually I like to stay with the concept of making your own, but if you want a real quick snack and you're busy, oh my goodness, and you can't get out the door quick enough and you are just stressed and loaded down with a bunch of kids at your house, and you need that quick, easy little fix just to get them through until you have mealtime, is basically to get some hot dogs, cut them in half, and you're going to set the oven at 350, and if you can prepare your own crescent roll recipe, that's great. If not, I don't normally do this, but I would say grab a can of crescent rolls and wrap them around those hot dogs and bake them for about 10 or 15 minutes. This is just an idea before dinner, not the dinner solution. And then when they're done cooking, cool them off and grab a little bit of mustard or ketchup and you put a little dot with your little toothpick and you've got the little eyes. Now you've got little crescent mummies. Aren't those sounding yummy to you?
Good.
Yeah,
sounds
just
yummy,
a little idea.
I'll tell you what. Yeah, I think it sounds great. And just for the heck of it, I think I want to eat some right now. But let me do this. Let me give people a quick recipe on how to make your own crescent roll dough.
There you go.
Because it's really fun to do. You can do it with the kids, too. I mean, it's really easy in a short thing to get one of those containers, which we love to do sometimes. But, hey, this is Foodomania, Rhonda. So we're going to do this. And I want you to remember this, too, because I'm going to put you to the test, okay? Now, here's what you need. You need a small package of dry yeast. You need about 3/4 of a cup of warm water. You need a half a cup of white sugar. And you can omit the sugar because, you know, we know we don't like sugar that much. So you can use a little brown sugar or honey. That would work. And I would not go for a half a cup. I would go for maybe a tablespoon. But if you want the hardcore, you go for a half a cup. One teaspoon of salt, 2 eggs, about a half a cup of basic shortening, 4 cups of flour, and try to get an unbleached flour, and then about 1/4 cup of butter softened. Now, this is to make about 30 rolls, roughly, 20 to 30 rolls, but I'll tell you, there's nothing like your own dough, and after you do, I'm telling you, you're going to love it. So first of all, take a bowl and dissolve the yeast in some warm water. Go ahead and stir in your sugar, a little bit of that, the salt, and then the eggs. And what you're doing actually is you're going to do this separately. You dissolve the yeast in the warm water separately. And then in a separate bowl, you stir in your sugar, your salt, your eggs, your shortening, and 2 cups of flour. And beat it really hard until it's really smooth. At that point in time, I just take the yeast in the warm water and put it into that mixture too. And make sure you scrape the dough from the side of the bowl. Then you got to knead it. And you should have enough flour. Maybe you're actually just going to knead it and make it into a really nice bowl. And then just cover it. And let it rise by itself in usually the warmest part of your kitchen. After about 1.5 hours, so you want to make this early, punch down the dough and go ahead and divide it in half, and then roll each half into about a 12-inch circle and spread it with just a little teeny butter, and then just cut it into like 10 to 12 little wedges, you know, so you're making like a pie. You're doing the little round, then you're cutting it in a pie, and that's it. Then you have it just exactly the way you want it. And lay it down, and then you put your little hot dogs or little sausages in there. And even though it takes a little bit of extra time, you'll see how fluffy and tasty it'll be. All right?
Sounds great. Now, once again, that beforehand little mummy thing with crescent rolls, ladies, if you have time to do exactly what Chef Storato said, that's where you should
go. I like this idea. Tell
just,
me more about the
just
mummy.
Just a suggestion for those who basically are feeling a little overloaded. So just a reminder.
I like that idea a lot, and I think that would be really fun. You know, also, another really good thing, of course, is a standard fare, like some sort of that kids really like, is you could do something really simple. You can use that similar dough, and you can actually make little teeny pizzas with it as well, because kids like pizza, and if they're munching on it. And you could take, like, some olives, you know, kids don't generally always like olives, but you can use olives to make little eyes on the little pizza, you know, do something like that. Your favorite thing, Rhonda, is a little piece of red pepper. You can cut a little teeny triangle of red pepper, grill it a little bit to give it a little, you know, to cook it a bit, and you can make a little nose with that. And then what I like to do is if you're not a vegetarian or you eat meat, you take a little pepperoni or sausage and cut it into little teeth, and you can use that to make a teeth and make a fun little interesting little, you know, a Halloween pizza individual bite size. And in fact, you have a picture of that on Chef Schroeder's Foodomania Facebook page, and you'll see exactly what we're talking about, you know. So, and then, you know, one of the things that you can certainly do is we want to have a beverage, something that's warm. And Rhonda, you have a, don't you have a fairly good warm cider idea that you like to talk about?
Well, pretty much the only cider one that I used to ever do was get my crock pot out, and basically I would go and grab about 6 or 7 of your Granny Smith apples and cut them up and basically turn around and just put them in some boiling water. I would add the 100% original, no preservative apple juice. You can get it at the farms if you want to. And just let that.
So use the apples.
I would cut the apples up. Cut, you know, you have to cut the core out. You can cut the peel off if you want. I didn't necessarily do it because I did it for looks. But cut the core inside out. You know, you cut it up in little circles. Put it in about a quart-sized pan.
Mm-hmm.
And just place the apples inside of it and let it boil for a little bit. Now you're going to get this 100% either organic or real apple juice, and you know, from the farms. I get it in Conway, if I want to give that out. I forget the name of it, but you boil it for a little while, for about 10 or 15 minutes. Now, obviously, you're going to say, yeah, but my apples are going to get, you know, they're going to spread out. Well, you're going to use a drainer. So you're basically, when it's done, you're going to drain the juice into another pan, and the apples basically will be thrown out. And then you're going to add a little bit of cinnamon sticks to it. And then you're basically going to put it inside your crock pot on low, not high, and you're going to let it just simmer there for a little bit, and the cinnamon sticks are going to add some flavors. You can add a little bit of cloves if you'd like to, no more than just a pinch of cloves. If you want to add sugar, you can. Usually what I do is two teaspoons of honey, a substitute, versus the sugar, and add it to the crock pot and let it just simmer. One suggestion, if you like a tart feel to it, is you can add a half a teaspoon of lemon as well. And so you let that cook. Exactly.
I like that.
And just let that, you know, simmer inside your crock pot, you know, and it's going to be a nice, warm, fuzzy little feeling before you head out. Or maybe when you come back and you've been out in the cold, you know, sit down with a little cup of warm apple cider.
Right.
And, your child will love it. They'll love it. And plus it makes
sounds
the house very good. And the apples
add a lot
more flavoring.
That sounds great. Now, one thing I wanted to go back and say one thing about the little crescent rolls and the sausages. If you do this correctly, which is really neat, you can actually take the dough and you can cut your sausage or your hot dog thing a little bit longer. If you make it just the right way, you can actually roll the dough around it. That, and this is kind of gross, but this is Halloween. You can actually make it look like a finger. So one side of it, you actually have a little bit of the hot dog showing. It almost looks like a fingernail. And then you take that dough and wrap it around it. And all of a sudden, you get what they call it. Sometimes they call it witch's fingers, spooky witch's fingers or something like that. And it's really, really scary. Just I wanted to go back and just mention that if you wanted to do something a little bit more decorative. And with that apple cider, my gosh, I mean, that's something that you can have all the time, not just on Halloween. It's a delicious blend, it sounds like, really good. Another thing that people can make, especially for warm thing, while you're talking about your crock pot, is a really simple soup. And there's a couple of different ways. Now, kids are kind of funny with some of the more gourmet type soups, like a good pumpkin soup or something like that, which is a really delicious soup. But you can make a really simple, like, chicken noodle soup, or a tomato soup is really, really good. And have that on standby as well. So when the kids do come back in, they have something to warm them up. They can eat those, you know, those little crescent things and have a little bit of soup, have a little bit of cider. And the tummy's going to be pretty cool. And if you want to top it off with one of your incredible spider Oreos, which personally I want one of those, I think you'd be doing okay. So I want to make sure that people know. If they would like these recipes, they can write to Rhonda and myself very easily. And you can just message us, if you like, at the Chef Stuardo's Foodomania page on Facebook. Or you can send us an email at, 1020 radio, that's 1020 word radio right next to it, at gmail gmail.com, and we will, I'm sorry, gmail.com, and we will be very, very happy to give you these ideas on paper. What do you think about that, Rhonda?
Sounds great. Sounds great. I was also going to say to the ladies here, or the men out there, too, if you want a home decorative idea, if you grab a pumpkin and clean out the middle of it, you don't have to necessarily put eyes or mouth. Just take off the top part, take out the core inner side, get it good, nice, and clean, and you can go out and get a beautiful paper at the dollar store or whatever that has kitty cats or witches or whatever pumpkins on it. Put it inside the center, inside the pumpkin, and now you just basically opened yourself up to have a cookie jar for the kids to put their hands in, or you can put your candy in there at the door instead of a basket. And have one or two sitting there and basically eat, especially if you're not home and you're a Halloween person but you can't be home that night but your light is on. You know, you could leave a pumpkin outside, you know, with a really pretty layer of paper inside the pumpkin with the candy or a couple things there basically, or you can put them as, you know, as decorative on your table as well. Very beautiful.
I always try to do the honor system, you know, which is not always easy because, you know, you leave a bucket out there with candy if you have to go out and do stuff. It never fails that somebody is just deciding to just go crazy. Most kids are pretty good, but there's always going to be somebody that's just going to take as much as they can possibly take. Another thing I wanted to mention real quick, and we won't have time to go through all the recipes, but a nice chili would be really good, don't you think? You know, to just have a nice pot of chili going. With the pumpkins, I was going to say that one of the really cool things to do is when you're cleaning out that pumpkin, Rhonda, you can save the seeds, the pumpkin seeds, right? And do you have a good drying method for using those seeds?
Oh, basically, I just put them on a big, huge baking pan and put a little bit of Sawyer seasoning on top of them and, you know, mess them up to where they're, you know, basically spread apart, fairly apart, and then just go ahead and put them in the oven at 350, bake them for about 15 minutes. You want to basically go in there 5 minutes after you bake the first 5 minutes and, you know, take a little spatula and turn them over a little bit and just make sure they don't get burnt for about a 15-minute to 20-minute process of cooking. Then pull them out and obviously let them cool. And then when they've cooled for about 5 or 10 minutes, you can spread them apart and you've got a wonderful little bowl of pumpkin seeds.
Oh, that sounds delicious. You know, I'm getting a little message here that somebody wants a quick soup recipe. So I'm gonna roll this off my tongue really quickly, and I want you to listen to this too because I think you'll love it. It's basically a pumpkin black bean soup. It's sort of like, you know, you love black beans and pumpkin, and this is really simple, and here's what you need. So basically you can change it depending on how many people you want to make it for, but get yourself like three, you know, basic cans of good organic black beans. It's much faster if you do it that way, but of course if you want to soak your black beans and do that, basically you're going to end up, what you really want to have is about 25 to 30 ounces of black beans, and then nice and cleaned and drained, and then you want to do about nice ripe tomatoes diced up, about a quarter of a cup of butter, about a quarter and a half a cup of chopped onion, about four garlic cloves, a teaspoon of salt, a little bit of ground pepper, and then four cups of broth, like a beef broth or a chicken broth would be great. And then to make things simple, just go ahead and get a 15-ounce can of pumpkin puree, you know, the stuff that you use for pumpkin pie. And then I like to, if you have some leftover, if you want to make this non-vegetarian, you can add, some people like to add a little smoked chicken or smoked ham to it. I'm not going to be doing it in this recipe. We're going to keep it kind of vegetarian. And then 3 tablespoons, basically, of some sherry vinegar. And then just take all the beans into, once you cook them, and put them in a food processor, if you can, and just blend them along to make it sort of a little bit more of a puree. And then you can add your tomatoes at that point, too. If you have a hand blender, you can use that, and that works really good. Then in a separate soup pot, just go ahead and melt your butter. Ooh, this is sounding good already. And then cover it over, and then take all that mixture and put it into, you know, that small crock pot, melt your butter in there. Add the onion and the garlic and the seasoning with a little salt and pepper, and you cook it until the sort of onion is a bit softened, and then stir in more of the bean puree and the remaining beans, the beef broth. Now, one of the things I like to do before I put the pumpkin in is if you have some fresh corn, steam a few ears of the corn and cut the corn off and go ahead and put the whole kernels in there. If you want to use a frozen corn, you can do that. And then add the rest of the pumpkin puree at this point and just blend it really well and just simmer it for about 25 minutes. low and just keep stirring it. At this point, I put about a half of a cup of cream into it, and bingo, you have one of the most delicious pumpkin black bean soups with the corn in it. It's really hearty. You can serve it with a little sour cream and fresh cilantro. And your favorite thing, some nice fresh tortillas, Rhonda, would be really, really good. And you, there we go. Okay, so I hope our I hope we got that across. Again, you can write us for the recipes very easily at the address I gave you, 1020radio@gmail.com, or go to our Foodomania page and just tell us you want the recipe and we'll send it to you. Rhonda, tell me one more. Like, what is? Do you have a favorite Halloween song?
Favorite Halloween song?
Yeah.
The Monster Mash. Because
for a lot of you who don't know, Rhonda is, you know, phenomenal vocalist and singer, and just getting her to participate more and more. I'm pretty excited. So she's really, really becoming a staple of Foodomania. She might have to have her own version of Foodomania. Going pretty soon in case, you know, I have to go off to war or something like that. But Monster Mash, okay. I like that one. And, you know, we can definitely, we can sing that one maybe sometime together for our listeners. And final thoughts about Halloween, Rhonda, especially when it comes to the kids. What, you have some golden rules for Halloween that you want to make sure you tell people to think about one more time?
Well, one of the things I would think about, too, basically is, you know, obviously it's the candy season, it's a fun season, and it's a dress-up season. But make sure, you know, we got rainy days right now, everybody's dressed up warm, and make sure the kids stay close together and they stay close with you, you know. And obviously, you know, there's all kinds of different places to go besides just going house to house now. We've got malls, we've got, you know, streets, and then, you know, you've got a lot of your wonderful outside local churches as well doing wonderful Halloween things for the kids, too, and cakewalks and
right.
So just stay close together, enjoy, have fun, make it a fun time. And at the same time, you know, you don't have to spend a lot of money. I love the idea when you can actually just come up with your own costume ideas, too. Sometimes it's a lot more fun just to find what's in your closet, you know.
Yeah, right. And one of the things I wanted to say about – I'm sorry, go ahead.
Come up with some wacky hairstyles, Mom, you know, and or Dad, you know, whatever, and just have fun with it, enjoy it, have a good family time. If the kids just going out, older kids, have a good time, be safe on the roads. Eating-wise, food-wise, you know, have those toothbrush handy. That's what I got to say, you know.
Definitely. I also wanted to say is, you know, in these days, you can't be too careful, and that's the main thing. So especially for trick-or-treat treats, anything that might be unwrapped, you know, some things that aren't completely sealed, you might want to just keep separate if you get those on Halloween and look at them carefully, unless it's coming from a neighbor or somebody you like. Unfortunately, there are some people out there who are not so nice, and they do things that aren't fun for kids, like put hot peppers and things like that in cookies and just for the heck of it. So just beware and keep your kids away from that kind of stuff. Also, keep it healthy as much as you possibly can. And mostly, like Rhonda said, keep them together. Keep an eye on them. Don't take your eyes off them for a minute. The one thing about Halloween is lots of people are out there. You know, you don't really know who they are because most people are wearing masks and that sort of thing. All right, my gosh, we're just about out of time here. And just about ready to say goodbye for the day. Rhonda, I really thank you so much for calling in and being part of the show today.
Thanks a lot. And all of you guys have a happy harvest or happy Halloween.
Yes, happy harvest and happy Halloween. All right, that's it for today. We're going to go off into the high roads. And I think I'm going to go out and I don't know what I'm going to do. I may just have to go get like a plastic laundry basket and some bicycle reflectors and some tinfoil and just dress like a robot for the rest of the day. That's what I'm thinking. Yeah, Rhonda, you might consider being a punk rocker for this beautiful Saturday. All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye. Anytime at all.